You know what? And we're going to see this show, and it's going to be Vince saying...
It's going to be boring.
It's going to be,
very
it's gonna
boring.
Sean, how you doing, Mr. Green?
Yeah.
That was a nice little run.
Yeah.
But we are not going to allow you to penetrate our defensive line.
Yeah.
Now, go back to the huddle, please.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't self-conscious of this thing, were you?
No, I just... Like I said, to me, it bothers me because it takes away from, you know, the game. I don't... being mic'd up is... I'm not a fan of that.
See, it's too bad they didn't have you mic'd up when you picked off, you know, one of the interceptions or whatever, you know. Then they could hear the language there, sure.
they wouldn't have heard anything then.
Huffing, puffing, stuff like that, maybe.
Probably a couple of deep breaths, but other than that, nothing else.
All right, you happy with what you guys did? Certainly 7-3 and outs. You limited them to any big, huge play, especially in first down. Guys did a very good job in first down. Was that a big step forward for the defense, what we saw yesterday?
It's definitely a step in the right direction. That's one of the things we talked about all year. Each week we want to get better in certain situations, and, of course, that was one of them. Just being able to go out and not give up so many big plays, being able to win first down, and being able to get off the field on third downs. So those things we kind of – each week we try to tackle – of those things. And I think last week was a great week for us. I think practice, it started Wednesday. I think everybody came to work, ready to work. We buckled down and we had really, Wednesday through all the way heading until Sunday morning. With our meetings, everyone just tuned in, knowing exactly what we wanted to do, how we wanted to play it. And we went out and we executed.
Was it different playing against these guys after the playoff game? Did they bring up the playoff game at all? We talk about talking and being mic'd up. Did they have a lot to say as they did in January?
No, I mean, every time I played the Jets, I don't even, these guys don't talk much. They normally, when they're out there working, they're working. You know,
game, they have all this stuff
to
say.
Yeah, in the media and stuff like that. But, they're pretty quiet, same Jets that I'm accustomed to seeing. So it was a typical division game. We knew it was going to be a point where it's going to go back and forth. They was going to make plays. We was going to make plays. But we knew at the end of the day, we had to win. And I think these guys, we stuck with it. We stuck with our game plan. We continued to play hard. And we got on and off the field. And I think that was a big, big turning point for us this week, being able to get off the field on third downs, being able to, get after the running game, and just going out and executing. So it's definitely something to build on. That's the way we want to approach games. We want to be able to build on and get better each week. And that was a great week to start last week.
What was it like matching up with Mangold? He was out for a while, and they made a big deal about in New York about him returning. What was it like facing him?
Nick is always Nick. He always play hard, and like I said, those guys was in sync for most part of the game with that guy being in there. So a tough player, a very very smart offensive lineman, and anytime you could put basically. Your play calls basically into a center hands. That you got a hell of a guy. So, but I think it meant a lot for them to have him on that field. And I think at some point, he gave him a spark coming back. When you lose a starter and he's back, it always gives your team an advantage.
Now, it's interesting you talk about being out there in the field a lot. The Jets had 54 offensive plays. Last few weeks, the opposition is at 81, 79, 77. That's a little bit of a difference. And you're out there far more than you were last year. You were coming off sometimes in the sub packages. You're out there a lot more. Is that a difference for you?
Yeah, no. But just being on the field, sometimes I can tell when I'm out there for a while. Sometimes I can't. My thing is being able to be in well enough condition if I have to go out and play whatever plays it may be, I can do it. And I think I'm to the point where, I feel that way. But at the same time, with the guys that we have on this team, it can go either way. That's up to the coaching staff, how we sub it and stuff like that. So I'm very happy with my condition level. I'm not happy with the amount of plays that the defense is out there because of some of those are long drives, and you want to be able to get out get off the field. And so some of those 17 plays and 80 plays, we could have done a lot better job of getting off the field. So we stepped up this week.
Do you feel a difference physically when you're out there 81 versus 54? That seems
after
like
the game. You know. And, you know, after the game, if you play, to me, if you play 20, 30 plays and you play 80 plays, you're tired.
Yeah.
That's if you're going out and you're giving it your all. And that's how I like to play. So I can't tell a difference in how tired I am.
You probably feel the difference on a Tuesday or Wednesday to see how your body feels with, you know, 25 fewer plays or 30 fewer plays than usual.
Sometimes, but for the most part, no. You know, like I say, for me, is after that game, you could tell if it's a physical game or not. You have your body be aching, you know, and that's how you know if it was a physical game. Now, if you play a team that's not so physical and stuff like that, that you may just be tired. But you definitely can feel a difference. You definitely can feel a difference come, you know, Monday and Tuesday. Yesterday was a physical game.
Well, you've had a couple physical games now between back with Oakland and this one. How important was playing that physical game? Because that was especially with the, you know, the way they wanted to play it going into this game. They wanted to grind it out, running game. How important was it matching up? Because I thought it was key last week against Oakland, matching what they threw at you physically. How important was it to do the same thing in this game?
You know what? I said it last week. We, you know, they're built for it tough. We built for it tough. I mean, when you talk about being physical and being able to play tough games, I mean, we built that way. I mean, so anybody that questioned that level of this football team, they really haven't looked at our defense and what we stacked with. I know at times we may, you know, have trouble in running game here and there, but we're definitely a physical football team, no question about it.
You know, Vince, we started off talking about the CBA because of the mic'd up thing, and we talked about this before the season started with the practices, with the new practice schedule. Will that affect teams like you, like the Jets, the Steelers, teams who want to sometimes practice in pads all, you know, multiple days a week and just really establish an identity? Through 5 weeks, have you seen any differences with these new practice rules?
Me personally, no. I think it was something that you had to get used to because it's something different. But as of now, no, I don't see any difference. You know, we attack the game. We attack practice, what we want to get accomplished, how we want to do it. We on and off the field. If it takes 2.5, 3 hours, it takes it. If it takes 1.5 or 2 hours, that's what it takes, you know. So I don't think, you know, I haven't heard anyone complain about how long we on the field, the practice schedule, and all that stuff. So that's a positive. That's definitely a positive. I know a lot of people had a lot of questions how that was going to, you know, work. But at this, I can be honestly tell you that it doesn't affect us. I think, you know, we're getting things done in practice that we need to get done. And if we don't, you know, we redo some things. But as far as that, everything's been, you know, pretty smooth.
And if guys do have complaints, as one of the captains, you can kind of go to Bill and say, look, hey, man, this is what we need to do. Bill, I'm going to tell you right now.
This
is what needs to happen.
I haven't had to say that. None of us have. We haven't had to say that. So that's a good sign.
But you don't mind saying it, right?
No. And you know what? And Bill respects, he respects us as players and as captains. He respects that. So, because sometimes you need that, you know, player, you know, come in and tell you how the team feel or how the team feel. That's the role we play. And he always listens. He listens. I don't say
he won't always agree,
but he do listen.
We saw in the preseason a defense that was out there pressuring the quarterback on a regular basis on an awful lot of sacks. We've seen less of that, though. We're seeing pressure. There's no question about it. The people aren't seeing the 3-4 sacks a game. Now, you got a quarterback this week, obviously. Different offensive line have changed up a little bit. Colombo's gone, Garrod's gone, so they've changed up a little bit in the offensive line. Do you believe that you guys, to be effective, have got to put far more pressure on the quarterback as we go along week to week here and maybe come up with a few sacks a game, a couple sacks a game?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, each week is different. I mean, you always want to, you know, make positive plays. You want to be able to sack the quarterback. You want to be able to hit the quarterback. You want to be able to, you know, tackle for loss, stuff like that. So, definitely with Romo and this, the threats that they have, when it's third down, we have to get out the field, and that's coming with and getting some pressure on them. But like you said, we've been in the quarterback phase. We don't have the sacks to show it, but we've been around it. We affected a few people in the pocket. So we just have to keep playing, because those sacks and stuff, they'll come. They'll come. I mean, you have to tie in the rush with the coverage. Those two work hand in hand, you know. So if we rush in three and they have all three to throw, they'll find an open receiver. You know, if we covering back there and you know, nobody's covering anyone, then guess what? You could be scot-free and the ball's getting thrown. So we have to work hand in hand. And I think we all understand, I think from a defensive back standpoint, they understand that, and from a line standpoint, we understand it, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, DBs come up to us and say, hey, we got it covered. You guys got to get home, and vice versa. We was like, hey, we're going to get pressure, just cover. So one thing that I like with this team, you know what, whatever it is on the field, we fight through it. If it's negative or positive, we always fight through it. We want to stay even keel, because it's going to be ups and it's going to be downs. So you have to be able to manage that. And I think we've done a good job so far with that.
My last question for you is, who's a new member of the team? Offense, defense, or special teams? You brought in a new Patriot here.
Oh, that's my son. He had it. What is your first touchdown this year? Yeah. 60-yarder run Sunday.
He broke
60-yard run.
Yeah, 60-yarder, and he broke it. And I was like down the street. I was down the street heading home, getting ready to go to the game. And I was on the phone with my wife, and she told me DeAndre got the ball. And they went from that to a bunch of yelling and a screaming and stuff. So later on, I found out she thought it, you know, was a 55 yarder, but he said no, it was a.
He had to correct it. 55.
It wasn't
a 55.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
60.
It was a 60.
don't cheat him out of those five.
It may have been 61, 62. Just yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it was 60. Details, yeah, 55. Yeah. No, 60.
How close did they get to catching you? Anybody chasing you?
About 10 yards
away. So he pulled away a little bit.
Dad, I don't remember you getting 10 yards away.
Oh yeah, don't worry. Yeah. He gave me some junk about. He also had a fumble recovery yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And he had a touchdown. So of course, you know, he giving me junk coming to the game, talking about I have to do better than him. So here I am, a 14-year-old challenge his father. What I have to do today, I'm like, you got to be killing me. So, we competitive, though.
You can help Vince and EMD Millerport tackle diabetes. Meet Vince at a VIP reception. And if you join before this Friday at 5 p.m., you can win two tickets to this Sunday's game against Dallas. For details, here's what you need to do. Go to jocelyn.org/Wilfork. That's jocelyn.org/Wilfork. EMD Millerport is a division of Merck KGaA of Germany.
And you know what? You left out one part. At that VIP reception, he's going to be mic'd up.
Yeah. If I'm mic'd up, it's going to be a problem.
See, what I would have done, if I were you, if they're mic'ing you up, you know there's some guy, you know, his job is to sit there and monitor you as you're talking during the course of the game, make sure that the recording device is going at all times. You should have talked to the dude. You should have carried on a conversation with him. That's what you should have done.
You know what?
He would have, after a while, he would have thought you crazy. And then maybe he'd say, we got to move on, get somebody. Because if they can do it four times, and if you were entertaining to them, that's how TV works, you're back three more times.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
You're back.
I know.
You got to be boring out there. If you're boring, they don't want you. They'll move on.
I think I was. Yeah.
We'll
I think
see.
I was boring.
Yeah. Sean Ellis gets it next week.
But you know what?
We'll let you know on Wednesday.
I don't talk much anyways on the field. So, hey.
You don't do any trash talking at all?
No, sometimes.
When a game's in hand, late in the game, game's in hand now, you know you've got the game.
You're talking about something.
What are you talking
a fair about?
Three touchdown lead. You're not saying anything?
Nah.
I see your head moving a little bit.
Let me do it better. The division game is over. You know you're not going to face that team again this year. You're up by three touchdowns.
Nah.
You don't talk.
Nah.
Okay, we'll see Wednesday night. We'll wait till Wednesday night on the NFL Network. We'll find out whether you do or not. Good seeing you. Congratulations on the big touchdown.
See you.
Quick break. We're right back at you here at Gillette.